Over to the livestock side, we look at what's happening within this cattle market. And I know that there's been a lot of anticipation and frustration that this cash market, nobody can predict from week to week when we're going to see some purchases.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, it's interesting because, you know, last week before cattle on feed, we had a big sell-off. And so this week we covered a lot of that. You know, technically, I think the market's actually looking a little bit stronger here and could work a little bit higher here as well. But the big thing will be demand. We know the supply is tight. That's, you know, going to be a given. But the question is, you know, can the demand stay strong here after Labor Day?
What about for the hogs?
Well, the hogs have had a really interesting week. And, you know, early in the week, I was telling people that, you know, nearby hogs and even December hogs have a steep discount to the cutout. Well, now they've rallied so fast that spread has changed pretty dramatically. The spread, though, that I like to look at is just the fact that Chinese pork prices are going up pretty significantly, and ours, for the most part, have gone down really fast to the point where they probably should be looking at buying our pork. Our pork looks cheap compared to where theirs looks.